I remember being asked years ago in Nigeria by a journalist, aren't you worried that you're going to intimidate men? And I genuinely found it very odd. I was like, no, of course I'm not worried. Why would I be worried about intimidating people? The kind of man that I would, who would be intimidated by me is the kind of man I have no interest in. So why should I worry? You know, and you know, I think we raise boys to think of themselves as subjects who can like and dislike. And by the way, I don't want to dismiss the sort of inherent vulnerability of boys, because we're all human. And even boys also feel bad when they think they're not liked. But, you know, we socialize them to pretend that they don't feel bad. But they're, you know, they feel bad. But I think...
Where are my whips? Shama!
Yeah. Hey, for real. Like it's an embuna scented candle, and it's beautiful. By the way, it smells really nice.
Mm?
Mm. Like okay. It's a good scented candle.
Okay.
Like
okay.
I know why people buy them now.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I was in the shower, Leo, mm-hmm. thinking actually about if we can have something to talk about, and then. Notice, I think I was watching something yesterday, and Nikola Skiza podcast Joe Rogan and Alice Sahid or something. So they were talking about plastic surgery, when you celebs excuse me, plastic surgery, and then guys, is there anything about my physical appearance that I will change? And then obviously not, because I'm really hot, so I don't think so. Then the only thing that I would want to change is that my nini, what is it called? Ambition. I'm not a very ambitious person. So that now muka tu kijudizi le solia, like why are we single? Not almost in our 30s,
yeah.
Which is alarming. I think that's very alarming. Because mm-hmm. I also met like this bisexual girl, juicy, and she's awesome. I don't think she's bisexual. Bisexual people are just greedy, isn't there? In my opinion.
And bisexual people are people who like both genders.
Yes. I just greed, man. I don't even want to go. Just say you're gay. It's okay. Take it. No one will. Well, I won't judge you. Just admit you're gay. My point is, let me not go all there, man. She's an awesome girl. So I was thinking about Nicole, like, ah, yeah, like this is something. Okay, not. She's obviously dating. She's dating a girl. And I think they're very happy together. But that's not the point. The point is, these good women that they are actually out there. But we'd be, well, for me, speaking for myself, I have no desire at all to look for them. And is it because I'm not as ambitious as I should be? I think that's something. Because I know I'm not as ambitious as I should be. I think I can be way more ambitious. So, in a falling line, I am not the person who I want to be. You know, I want to work on myself. Because I feel like there's still a lot to work on. And for me, the number one thing will be that ambition. And I don't know if that's something I can work on yet. Even if I want to work on it, that's the other thing. So I don't. I just.
Because of ambition. I skizza a podcast recently by this poet, and it was David White. And I was like, Unamtambua? White with a Y.
Yeah, yeah.
Alisema ambition ni it's not necessarily the thing you want to aspire to. Na unajua mimi ni mse lazy, so ukiongea hivyo nakuelewa mse. Mimi ni innately naturally lazy person. But ukiongea huko nje nikiona watu kwa TV wakisema he is so hard working, si relating. Sijai part, I've never found that time in myself. Ya ku work hard. Nah, I guess in contact, please, what that has to do na plastic surgery, but Then I got gripped.
Ni history. What will you want to change about yourself, like on a physical level, and then missing?
It's your ambition. You'd like to be ambitious.
Yeah, I like to be ambitious.
Me too, man. Me too.
If it's possible.
In a require, and my thoughts on it, even fixture to the idea of like on a cognitive level, if when I'm kufikiria many things at a time. Or single things at a time. I think that's a valid distinction. Kusu kuna wasi wako like focused na
dogmatic,
and that object, your focus becomes a kind of religion. Mm. You said something pia kusu ambition na madem.
Because women are attracted to ambitious men, and it's not a bad thing. It actually makes sense to be attracted to someone who's ambitious, because that means obviously they'll be a bit more secure. Like ambition, like has ambition changed over time? Ama, like, what do you mean about ambition now? Like, nini? Because it's very interesting. Ambition and masculinity, nafanya is vitu zina change over time. Difference between you in your early 20s and now, your idea of like what's ambition, like what do you mean ambition, like what do you want to accomplish? What exactly?
Drive yaku conquer and to have and to get. You've seen There Will Be Blood, isn't
there? Yeah.
Yendo reference yangu ya ambition that just drive ya getting and having and owning. That's like the extreme, like ambition taken to its maximum. You've seen it.
Stop crying, you sniveling air. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? One of Bandy's sows? That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watching. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Pretty much. No, Lisa, you guys. Do you feel like minus women, own ambition, do women like add your element, your ambition?
Yes, I think there's someone who came on another podcast and then they were talking about the, what is it called, the patriarchy. So this scientist was like, okay, so what does that mean, the patriarchy? Like, what does that mean exactly? Because when you think about it. I like being a bit logical. On a logical level, this is my thinking that, well, that this was the thought process from the scientist. I can't remember his name. He came on the Jordan Peterson podcast. It was everything that the definition of masculinity is defined by women. That's his point of view. Okay, let me put it this way. For example, the strongest man, the man who the man who has the most money, the man, like, all these things are things that not necessarily the men need, but it's women who need. Like, why will, okay, a man will need to be strong, yes, but a woman will need that more because I'm gonna have kids and all that. A man will need money, yes, but a woman will need that more. So like what I say, men get into this race, let's say, of masculinity to see who will be the most masculine, who will be the most desired, but it's desired by women. So it's women are the ones who have actually set up the patriarchy, because the Aondio women kind of come up with things that are now desirable, and that's what we are aspiring to. Yeah, it was a very interesting.
That's so interesting, because Abu, in a way, in a green eye, it makes sense. Because let's look at this thing. Let's look at people we define as, you know, like, no, listen, for example, right? If you find a guy who is, who has a wife who's doing better than him, right?
Yeah.
How do you define, like, his masculinity? The woman saw something in him. So therefore, we agree with that, like, your masculinity yake ya kuona that type of job that he has. Because as long as the woman accepted him, tunakuwa tu like, okay, then that, yeah, that, his, whatever, his masculinity iko sawa. Iko sawa, you know, like, but then, equally, I sort of, like, agree, I don't know.
I think it really makes so much sense. Because I've never really believed in the patriarchy per se. Like, all these things, men did not meet up one day and they're like, oh yeah, how do you take down women? They're like, why would they do that? Like, it's stupid to think that we met and then took a come down with ways of making women's lives more miserable. Like, most of the things that were happening, for example, there's one that most women are not in, because now it's getting better, we're not going to school. True, there are some men, not that there aren't places in the world that women are being discriminated against for the value, for the sake of just being women. Obviously, that's still there, unfortunately. But the point is, on a larger scale, men did not meet up and then decided that, ah, let's put down women because they are too strong, not attracting competition. Like, it was more biological. For example, if most women being leaders, it was because, like, Kitambo, so for example, I'm just saying, obviously, they were not strong enough physically, on a physical level. Also, when it comes to, like, I think the pill is a very big revolutionary concept that has changed the society, because now women can choose when to have kids or not to, to have kids at certain times during their lives. But Kitambo ikuanga there, so it was unpredictable to have a woman, to really rely on a woman, let's say, as a soldier kitukayo. So I'm just saying, I don't believe in the patriarchy, because the way it sounds to me, ni we met up, tulikuwa na ka meeting here February, and then men's conference to decide, we can come up with ways of putting women down, and now they are breaking free from all these traps that we had set up, and we didn't do that. Well, I didn't do that. I didn't know. I'm a sikuitwa, commercial men kwa na umama, but CG, miss kuitwa your meeting, unfortunately. When you're little, and I say, "What do I mean?"
Say, I'm talking about the modern day. So I get your point by there, and I see what you're saying. That your claim, ni patriarchy is the making, yeah, women, like, it exists because women were part of it, right? And to gain trouble for you just saying that, I know. But anyway, here's why I sort of like agree with you, kidogo. So recently, nearly getting a lady friend somewhere, and so, huh? no, near friend, I'm saying, see, squave, I'm saying.
That's how they will start.
So here's the interesting thing. So like when I that. A man's presence must be felt in the house, even if I'm here. So nikamuuliza, what do you mean that a man's presence must be felt in the house? Akaniambia, but yeah, but a man must be felt in the house. Nikamwambia, what do you mean? Akasema, a man has a place in the house, yeah, ku lead. Like, a man anafaa ku lead, na amemekiwa ku lead, na anafaa kuwa na make decisions. So nikamwambia, wait a minute, why? What's if you're the same age, mulipewa the same environment, what makes the guy more powerful? Superior. No, but that's just like how men are supposed to be. Then,
by who?
So, nikamuliza, okay, you work uko corporate, right? You work, you're in the corporate at all, right? Nikamuliza, then, see, then we decide that all leadership managerial positions were for men. Why? Because, see, they lead. See, there's the ones who are supposed to lead.
Yeah, yeah.
So, nikamwambia, what's this hypocrisy? So, you're at work, you want an equal...
fucking space.
Work, eh. But then, at home, uko tu like, oh, no, you are the one who's supposed to make decisions in the house. You are the one who's supposed to lead. You know, like, when you know, like, financially okay, I'm to provide, you know. But I'm just like, what about, like, so I get it, because now, can you know about patriarchy being, like, somehow correlated not like, women, is, because women want us to be domineering in Ikama, right? And Ikama taka to place as the alpha male.
Yeah.
And you see, but then again, on this other side, when I complain about men being domineering, but again, they want a man who is felt. So me, I don't know. This is something strange. And you see, get...
Interesting. Like I told you, when I went to Freud, paper flani.
It's all about sex.
It is all about sex, actually. Title, yeah, Pepani, the three essays on the theory of sexuality. That's what it's called. Nah, he was talking about the research, and then he says, getting this research from men was pretty easy, but getting it from something about women in Akasema, which is normal because of the natural contradictions and insincerity inherent in women. So ukisema hivyo nimekumbuka alisema hivyo like how difficult it was to look getting the right answers from madam. Yeah. The battle of the sexes nikitu, I try my best not to like miss say like I don't shy away like from control. In fact, minim say nikiona kitu na happen kwa road, leo nimekam kwa road nikapata nikaona mse kulikuwa na accident as always on Thika Road.
Tony, all the time tuna meeting unanaga accident.
Always mse ni vile Thika Road ni kubwa, it's like 30 or 50 kilometers.
Take note, never travel with Tony.
Not me, not
all the time
Tony, I've
like, there's an accident.
See, yeah, because I have never seen an accident in Thika Road.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe like probably less than 10 times, I'm sure. And I've been here for like, what, 5 years, 7?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Meaning, Mona Kichu, I'm saying open brains, Mona, all sorts of things on Thika Road. I don't know. Maybe ni. I guess I'm always lucky that ni mean Haona.
Final destination.
Lucky enough not to be there. Like, wow. I'm seeing it as a third party. Anyway, point ni. Like, meaning, I'm saying, you know, it's weird, it can happen. I tend to gravitate towards, like, controversial things, so really hesitation yangu na the normal cultural battle of sexes ni that naonanga solution is just to the truth is at the center somewhere, so battle yangu is not to so anyway referencing kile mesema ni. Yeah, man. Madame ni conundrum. Madame ni ngumu. I don't know what else to add. Madame ni. I'm trying to remember kile Ian and Sama something kusu. The patriarchy. So, I guess my thing is I don't. Unless Gina Kwangui makes sense. So I guess I'm allying with kile unasema. Unless the term makes some sense to me, I won't even. Atasita investigate. So atasijui.
What patriarchy?
But I'm familiar with another term, which is patrilinear. Patrilinear, like the monarch here, UK, ni patrilineal, meaning that it's all about this, the seed of the
father.
Of the father, so yeah. That is a term I'm familiar with because it has to do
with... I think we had like tribes in Africa that it was matrilinear, isn't it? Like it was the mother who was passing down. I think the Buganda or something, I can't remember. But yeah. To add your point,
most communities are like that.
Like patrilinear, like matri.
In African context, like you belong to your father's family. To your father's lineage. Like,
Yeah.
Your mom left your mom is part of your dad's planet. She left her dad's. Anyway.
Yeah, I was explaining that to my former boss. To meet on Zoom. Akaanza kuniuliza, so what's your mother's name? Australian. So I'm like, and I no, it's my father's name, but I have my father's name and my mother also has my father's name. And so akashtuka, and so anyway, ilikuwa weird being put on the spot kueleza culture yangu vile inawork na ni vitu sijui pia mimi to this Caucasian woman.
Wait, they don't do that in the US? See, like, it's kind of, I think, take someone's name. Ama?
But no, they don't. It's not a must for you to call your child after your
Oh, yeah. Me. Usually call them. Before I forget, me, I just want to say that it's laziness.
Laziness, I think.
Women who want these double standards, I just think that they're lazy. It's negation of responsibilities. There's no other way that may see it. You just don't want to be responsible that's why you want in the family, the man to do everything. But when it comes on this other side, you don't want. Because there are no protests on the streets fighting for 50% of watu wa mjengo wakue women. Ama 50% of plumbers to be women. I'm a 50% of what's other job? These quote unquote dirty jobs. No one is fighting for 50% of that. Mm-hmm. People are fighting for CEOs, 50% of them to be women. I'm a 50%, like these very high end, high paying jobs. And most of these very high paying jobs that men do are very risky and they die doing them. Like, let's say mining. Most of the people who die in mining are men. But there's no call for there to be a sense of equality in that. I hate the battle of the sexes because I think it's stupid and it's not going anywhere. So I just hate fighting a fight that I should not.
Everything should be equally distributed. We should strive for equity. It's like wrong, especially if you're a conservative. Wrong. What we want are just hierarchies of competence. Not everyone's a neurosurgeon. If your father has a brain tumor, you probably want a hierarchy of competence for neurosurgeons so you can pick the one that's the best so that he might not die. That's what a hierarchy of competence is for. For the postmodernists, there's no hierarchy that isn't based on power. Well, because they think the world runs on power, and that's why they're willing to use power to get what they want, because it's the only thing they believe in. But a valid hierarchy of competence, it's God, we need those things, man. We need the best plumbers. We need the best contractors. We need the best carpenters. We need the best lecturers. There has to be a hierarchy of quality, and not only so that we know who the best are and can reward them properly, but so that we can reward them.
I feel like there are very few men. We are at an age where we feel like we should not talk about how awesome men are. Because me, I will always talk about how awesome men are and how I feel some women are incredibly lazy. And they want a very strong, independent, like, okay, let me give this example. So I'm talking to this girl and she's telling me how she wants this guy, and at the same time she has like a friends with benefits mali. Suddenly kwa like, wait, so kipata na mwanaume who you want, he's everything that you've ever wanted, and then he knows about this relationship that you had, which is not bad to have friends with benefits per se, but I'm just saying the guy that you want when you work over youth, there are some things that he's going to find fault. And you will not be what he wants. And you have it in your mind that you're already there. Ushafika. Sani kutafuta out of this sea of bad men. Utafuta ulo wako mwenye sani mzuri. Nini nini. Mwenye atakuwa na kulipia nywele. Okay, so me have a thing na kulipia nywele. Okay, I'm just lazy on that end. But yeah, mwenye atakuwa fanyi zbitote. But sayi. There's no saying that you will have met his standards, because he also has standards. If he's a man who's cultured and all that and everything that all these women want, he also has standards. I think you should also put that into perspective before lashing out at men, because I think that's what's happening now. And the reason why I shine light on it again is I just feel like we need to what's the word, remind ourselves. And also because I have two nephews, and I know them growing up feeling that they are, I know in a bit much, but that they are rapists, that they are in all these bad things. I just want them to grow up knowing that they are people, not necessarily even men, but men. Yeah. That's why I fight for men in this stupid culture war, which is really stupid. We should be focused on other things. I think like now we don't have enough kids. We're not getting enough kids. Let's focus on that. We are not. There's going to be a population collapse very soon. Mm-hmm. We should be focusing on that. Kwambia wanaume waanze kupata watoto mapema.
Is that a bad thing though?
Population collapse.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
We already like a lot.
And we are not
resources.
And we're not a lot. I don't think we are.
Anyway, so can you in any interest sana, mnyamesema? Because pia mimi the culture wars na kwanga. Because already by now somebody, I mean somebody who's listening to this has already like either. Somebody already has like a lot of opinions about what you've said, which is okay. It's starting this culture, gender wars. But so about the modern times, can you any interest on kitu nyenda notice I need the rise of when you unasema this masculinity figures, J Rogan, Andrew Kibe. Amirix.
Yeah. Andrew Kibbe has reason.
Yeah. There's this like suddenly like male masculinity figures on the media space, whether in podcast or YouTube or any of that. And it's a response. It's a response to like a certain kind of feminism. That men probably a lot of men have been feeling what's the term attacked a lot, and suddenly for that reason we are seeing all these internet masculine figures, of which most of them are, let's just talk the truth, are questionable, honestly. But we can't deny that
whole questionable.
questionable. SG masculinity, Saturdays, yeah, Amerix.
Benediction. Amerix Bado.
Do the 6Bs.
Six.
No, I'm not really on social media.
He's Twitter. He's a very controversial Twitter guy. But he is all about masculinity and. Yeah, I think you would. Most of his stuff, anyway. Kuna zingine nyani a bit.
Too much.
But yeah, I mean, and they're on again a lot of traction because manhood in a film came attacked for a while. And yeah. Suddenly men have omeanza kuongea.
Fight back.
And yeah, only like on Twitter, unashinanga ukiona ati, oh, take the mics away from men. Take away mics from men.
You give men these podcasts.
So another thing, I don't know if you guys agree with this. Nazaniambi opinion. So I feel like kuna a renaissance. Is that a word?
Yeah,
you're the words guy.
Renaissance.
Renaissance. Like, okay. Yes, in women's world, and has been happening for a while. Renaissance in such of in terms of like they have been finding their place, unaona, like there's something like womanhood imeanza ku define you across the board as one thing. So you gonna get like you know, independence, when I get like financial independence from men, from family, having a voice. Right, having a voice at the table, and I get like the in terms of like what job, in terms of home, like equality, you know, like womanhood ikona like, I can say, I mean, in my opinion, sort of like a universal meaning now. I'm a, like the essence of who a woman is. When I get like if you were to define a 21st century woman, if each of us, okay, I don't think we are the right people, but if women, if like three women are told to define a 21st century woman, I bet most of the things that they and or Keti Mahali differently, and they write the things. Mm. I bet that they will almost have almost the same words written, the independence. I feel we don't have a defined man, like masculine, you know, like men no longer know what manhood is. Ama, they're trying to figure out themselves now.
Where are my whips? Damn
it! The old idea of masculinity immaterial part. Not only women, even us, like we no longer like subscribe to that. Like we are at a situ, like, okay, why do I have to provide a new set? You know, I mean, there are still people who subscribe to the old one, and some of them is because of the women, sometimes. But yeah, my point is, you can agree that manhood, like, as opposed to like womanhood, like now that one in a find its place, some women are discovering what they're fighting for. What manhood, like, haina anymore, so we are torn apart. It's like we're trying to figure it out universally, who we are as men, as of, like, because women like know what they're what direction you want to end up, but see, as men, we feel like nikama tumepoteza, because the old structure haiko anymore, imeteriwa down, and atujui our place anymore. Yeah.
And wasi kama now the right wing, as in kichukua not a political spectrum, but hesitate from calling it a sexual spectrum, with Andrew Kibe being like the very extreme right, no, the very extreme left, ni
Chimamanda,
I guess Will Smith. As in you're forced to listen. The only person who's saying the truth, not really the truth, but kind of what you're familiar to, is the radical. Is let me say radical. So you're forced to listen to really extremist type of.
Yeah, Amerix. No, Amerix. So manga mafakoga majibaridi. Your boy. Yeah.
For manhood purposes.
Like, it keeps you strong.
Yeah. Ogena majibaridi, school eskari. You know, some of it is good, but some of it is like.
Yeah.
What's the most extreme that's not, let's say, healthy from
from him,
yeah,
or not
like,
from him?
Like from him, like things that he said that are like
sunning your testicles in the sun
for
3 hours every day.
Have
you seen him do this?
Wow. He does this.
So the point is like
I'm a cat at
a I don't know, Sijui, the logistics of how he wants you to do it, but I guess it's the point that I can have like 500,000 followers, and people are listening. People are like,
No.
Bro, he has what, 400,000 or something?
Yeah, right? Almost 500,000 followers.
He had been verified for a while.
That's a stupid one, though. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
Scary. Mostly it's nutritional.
On the line. On the line of almost true, but a bit.
Yeah, I mean, he preaches. What I get, the tone of what he says sometimes. He says sometimes like she's not your family, that you should always keep you should always remember that she's not family. And I don't agree with this statements. I'm just like paraphrasing what he says. I don't agree with what Amerix is saying, but he says your child is your family. She's not. He also supports like being domineering, like alpha male, being an alpha male in the house, not simping. In fact, simping was popularized by Amerix. You shouldn't bend when you're taking photos. Shouldn't bend, like the woman should bend towards your side. You shouldn't bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, should so anyway, I guess, yeah. I mean, that's why we're saying it's a lot of
I mean, it's a lot of... I don't agree with most of the things he says. What probably I agree with, what I support probably is like the men, like, I don't know, loving themselves more. But the rest of the stuff is a bit, man, it's a bit tricky. But the nutrition pasta, I guess, are...
Mm. It's true. Yeah, for me, it's all nutrition, like sugar. This stuff, nakwambianga, itakuwa banned. Like 10 years from now, this stuff, itakuwa like a controlled
substance.
If there's one thing that should be regulated that we're giving kids, it's very unhealthy sugar. Even me, I know. I don't know. I don't have any more information other than that.
Oh, and even longer.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Nimekumbuka ku push back on kile ulikuwa umesema kuhusu women, like the idea of a 21st century woman. Naelewa kile unasema, but pia I think you have to localize it to like, you know, cultural regions. This 21st century woman Afghanistan size is in bugs. Amevaa bugs. As it ambia past six, as a 21st century woman, as much as
but the idea that she could be more is there, Amma. Like the whole idea that, for example, in I think in Saudi Arabia, they still whatever they still like the, I mean women still don't have their independence and freedom, but they're pushing back, people pushing back, like in social media spaces, driving kaikaanza kwa legal not to drive. I don't know how those women will you could drive instantly the next day after your ruling, because they were literally. But I'm just saying, universal, even that woman in probably sea water, but Kabul or Afghanistan, probably people in Kabul or Akwatu, like we know. I mean, the rest of the world is like. There's a discussion. What I can say is probably there's a discussion. Probably it happened even kwa nyumba that some women, maybe younger women, wako tu like Gen Z wako tu like, why do we have to wear hijab all the time? Okay, and this is, I mean, I'm not trying to kuingilia any Islam or...
No, me, I'm trying to.
Oh, you're trying to?
Okay. Weird clothing to me. To me, it's more bugs of anger and... I guess it's the fact that it's codified, as in, kiona wenje una pigwa na whips, ava, because it's.
Yeah, but.
But napada pia, napada.
I think you understand that there's an idea, of what a 21st century woman should be. Like, yeah. I think there's. Oh yeah, I think nani kaliana liko na itoa the. It's like a generalized subconscious. Like human beings, like we know the same way. But I think I get you. I get your point. I do think that there is definitely.
But now the opposite is happening for what we know as masculinity. Because for women, it's being built, but for men, in a chopiwa now. Like what we used to know as who a man is no longer there, man. I mean. What masculinity was to our fathers, our parents, is not what what people are subscribing to, right? So whatever that was is now being teared down, but nothing else is being replaced. So that's why even when I say out, we're at these two extreme ends of what masculinity is. Andrew Kibe on one side and who on the other side, I don't know. Andrew Kibe being like the radical. And this other side being Will Smith, basically. Let's just go with Muta bleep.
Yeah, no, I couldn't bleep. Yes, me, I'm putting you there. Yeah, actually, yes. Yeah, for goodness sake. And you two had sex before the wedding, but sir.
At what?
They had sex before the wedding.
They said that?
I don't know. But watch kudanganya. Atakao kusema hivyo.
Oh crap, now for agencies, and probably I will have to contact these people for work, but
it will not get like that famous
fast. Yeah, of course, yeah. So the thing is, I don't know what must I do.
Wait,
this is a cheesy line to ask.
Ask Nini because this is something that we've talked about. We watch Fantastic Beasts and where to find them. Yeah. You're not a Harry Potter fan?
No, he's not.
Ungeniambia before ni invite kwangu. There's no way ni kwa allow in this house. What?
Siku lelewa na hata siku na PS pia. Mimi wale asia tu.
Pia mimi siku na PS.
Siku hiyo za PS.
Hata mimi. Wait, PS ni ingilia na hapa na Harry Potter?
Zin, it's just one of those things you don't miss. You've missed out. Yeah,
very sad life, man. Hata sahi though. But there's no, like sahi, you've had the chance.
But when he tells me it's nostalgic for him, he knows, he's aware that if Ange watched it, wouldn't have had the same effect if Ange watched.
Probably. Yeah, because you know, we were seeing it like the entire world. So there's that. But still a great story.
Yeah, and then we were kids. So the idea, I guess, to me, the idea of like, there's a greater purpose to you, to your life.
Yeah.
Because the boy... Hakuna jua that he has a bigger purpose in life than just being where he was. And you look at any bamba. And then now being an adult, knowing the backstory of J.K. Rowling, how he was writing, and what each of those things mean, dementors, what it means. It's just she was being depressed, and dementors are figures in her life that were sucking the life out of her. So that's why she created that character. So as an adult, I appreciated even it more because now, like, I get her mind, what she was writing. And I believe J.K. Rowling... at a studio, I think she'll be studied for a long time. Kavanye Token.
Yes.
Studio.
Yes. Because I think
her work of art is... She just did not write fiction.
It's
a reflection of the world. It's whatever. The character's there, it's a reflection 100%. Of the world. Just the same way Cecilia used to learn the...
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. Yeah. It's the story of Jesus, but people
which
don't know that.
Which is beautifully told, man.
Which is, like, the lion is Jesus and... You see, like
Aslan,
yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, the reason I was bringing it up is because one of her masculine figures to come up now is Newt Scamander in the new movies, Fantastic Beasts, and he's very different when it comes to like masculinity. He's not the manly man. He's shy. He doesn't look you in the eyes. Like you can actually count how many times Newt has looked another human being in the eyes. He only looks at animals because he works with animals, and that's the only thing he looks at. But he's shy. He's weird. He's like, he's crony. He's not like Harry. Like Harry was you know, Harry had that presence. You are saying Harry will get into a room and you will know the one. But Newt is so weirdly different from Harry Potter. But at the same time, I love him. Honestly, as a character, like even as a man, because his power as a man is not coming from his masculine makeup, but it's coming from him being brave. Because, okay, me, I love Fantastic Beasts compared to most Harry Potter fans. I love those movies. I think J.K. Rowling is also doing magic with them. And I think they are going to be, mark my words, they're going to be classics one day, because I think people are just watching them for the sake of watching, but I think there's such beautiful stories being told. But yeah, Newt is a very new kind of masculine man that I'm seeing, and he's the beauty about him, his masculinity is coming from, okay, like Newt, I take Newt the same way I take Nani, Ido Hez, or Euphoria, the drug dealer. What Euphoria?
Tony is the biggest fan of
Exactly. So me, this guy, I have Eto Hez. He has Fez, he's a drug dealer, yes, but I just respect him more than you respect anyone else, because he has a code. Like that's something that I highly respect, because it's like, this is a man. He might even be a villain, but the fact that he has a code, it makes him a man now. Makes him a bit more man.
K-E-N-Y-A, nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A, plus 2 for 4 no me who stay, K-S-M-2-M-S-A, 1 2 5 no me who stay, K-E-N-Y-A, nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A, nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A plus 254 no me who stay.
K-S-M-2-M-S-A
125 no me who stay.
K-S-M-2-M-S-A.
God bless the squad. Yeah. Tilo Tunji.
So guys, that's all for now. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to like, share, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you for listening.